Are they New Zealand? Are they Australian? Are they Crowded House? Well, they're definitely Crowded House. It's Something So Strong on Sean for Breakfast. Aspen's is 7:47 Triple M. We're 12 minutes to 7, and today is a Friday, so we do fun facts every Friday. It's my turn now. This is something that I found quite interesting because I don't mind words. I like my grammar as well. So you know that symbol, which basically is a question mark? And do you know that symbol, which is basically an exclamation mark? And do you know when you put them together, it's like a very intense question, like, can you believe it? Question mark, exclamation mark? That's the kind of voice that you do, that sort of inflection? You know that if you combine the two, it's actually called an interrobang. And there is actually a symbol where they're combined. So if you can imagine a question mark going down with a dot, and then just where the loopy bit ends, the semicircle ends, there's a little line that protrudes up. That is called an interrobang. It's an actual thing. Would you believe it? Could you believe it? Definitely something that I'm going to use way more often. Coming up next, Ram Jam? That they actually are? These inflections are getting annoying, I reckon. If you've got a Friday fun fact, though, 13:27:10, something better than the interrobang? I bet you don't. Yeah, we'll get to those after 7 o'clock on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
That's ELO on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 7:47 Triple M. It's Sweet Talking Woman, and what a great segue into a great woman that we like to catch up with on a Friday.
It's your Friday fun fact.
With me, the
fanatic, not floozy,
on Triple M.
Ah, you see what I did there, old floozy?
I did see what you did there, Sean. Yeah. The rebranding is taking off, hey?
I called you old floozy because you were the old floozy. You're now the new fanatic, the person obsessed with fun facts on Friday.
That is true. We've got a new name. The segment is still the same. I also want to do a shout out to Artie, who wanted me to be called the Fact Fairy, which I also liked. But we went with
the beautiful, my beautiful nephew, if you're listening, well done, mate. We did like Fun Fact Fairy, but Fanatic, it's because you're persistent and you're a bulldog when it comes to finding the facts. You know what I mean?
That's it. And I've got another one for you, Sean. I'm going to throw another one on you today. You ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, you know your mattress that you sleep on, it doubles in weight every 10 years.
You just threw me under the bus for that fun fact. My mattress doubles in weight every 10 years, specifically mine?
Well, anyone's mattress, Sean, because it collects so much dust and dust mites and skin cells and sweat. It's all just living in your mattress. And yeah, because every day the average adult sheds more than 1 million skin cells.
This is why you need to clean your sheets at least once a week. I'm probably about once a fortnight because I'm a lazy sod.
I'm definitely once a week.
So,
I'm a once.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But okay, so let's say it doubles in weight every 10 years. So are we saying hypothetically a mattress weighs 20 kilos, 25 kilos?
Yeah.
And that's going to be the size of a small woman after 10 years.
Yeah, there's just so much living in there because, you know, all dust mites, they feed on skin cells. And every night you go to bed, you're just molting skin cells into this. There's more dust mites. You're literally feeding the dust mites.
Yeah, we understand that this is really gross and disgusting, and mattresses are a horrible place to live, and so are pillows. But, I mean, I'm more concerned about the furniture removalists. I mean, they might see an old mattress and be like, gosh, this is going to be way heavier than the one we did before at that brand new house. Can someone please think of the furniture removalists in this?
Do you reckon they get really good at guessing how old a mattress is by how much it weighs?
I reckon they would after time. It'd be interesting to see how many mattresses they look at and say, oh my gosh, this is disgusting, I refuse to touch that. I wonder if they wear plastic gloves before they remove some furniture because it's so disgusting.
I would suggest they do that before they touch yours.
Ooh, ouch. So not just a great Friday fun fact, but also a stern message. Clean your sheets because your mattress is probably simply disgusting.
Yeah, sure. I reckon you should get washing on your sheets. Probably been long enough.
Okay. Thanks, Fanatic. You've been a delight this morning, as always.
No worries, Sean. Have a good one.
If you have an event this weekend that you'd like to plug on the radio, then now is your chance. 13:27:10. We'll do Sean's shout in about 10 minutes' time on Triple M.